So I'm out here about 1 a.m. on a very pleasant summer night or summer early morning. In fact, the previous day was magnificent, even though we never really had sunshine until like late, probably like in the afternoon, late afternoon. But it was warm. The previous day was windy, very windy, all day long. And then the previous night after that was still windy, but it was rainy. Yeah, and cold too. Around probably like 14 degrees at night. It's been like 25, 26 degrees at night. So 14, like all of a sudden, gets real cold. It's warm out here. And there's a lot of momos still walking around, even though it's Monday. People should be going to work today. Motherfuckers should be sleeping. But no, they're creeping. I got me a nice bazooka here. Well, you can't really call it, but let me define a bazooka. A bazooka is one that gets fatter as it goes along. It's fat to begin with, but it just gets fucking fatter. That's a bazooka. You know? Spears, you know what spears are, like Chinese spears, that's what they are, man. Straight and to the point. No increasing dramatic effect, no fucking suspense, no thriller. Just straight spear to the heart, that's what you want sometimes. You know? Well, if you're prone to nightmares, then I with my professional yet uncertified opinion, you need a bazooka. That will set you straight. So I got a friend. One of us, unjabbed, knows the truth, but doesn't give a fuck. He often frequents the bookies. There's a lot of what it's called match betting. Well, more specifically, arbitrage betting. Even more specific than that, it's called value betting. That's the true term. Like match betting, fucking arbitrage betting. That's just a borrowed term, you know. It's really value betting. You're betting the outcome of the odds, but you already know a step or two before what odds are which. You know, just by using your phone, you download the application. Gives you the markets, gives you the lays, gives you the odds, gives you the bets, you know. And you just gotta do some simple math. Sometimes depends on what you're betting. You know, I normally do the greyhounds. I like dogs, you know, but we'll talk about that in a bit. And yeah, my friend always frequents these bookies. He makes fast money, but he loses fast money too. The amount he tells me sometimes makes my heart stop, you know. So he loses it just like that, £50 every 2 minutes. What the hell? You're making £2,000, £3,000 a night. Next night you're thinking, yo, going back for round two. Then you lose it all and then some. Now you call it negative variance. Don't you know there's karma in this world? And it's verifiable. It's verifiable. I'm not just saying it, it's not just a proverb, it's actually verifiable. You know what I'm talking about. I had a spear straight to the heart. Well, half a spear. No, let's call it generous. A quarter. A quarter of a spear. But I've been sleeping good lately. So anyway, yeah. My friend just frequents these bookies. And he spends at least 8 hours. He does a full fucking shift. Now, I've been to the bookies myself, done a few value bettings. I didn't like it. Number one, because I don't like the place. You know, if you didn't know, places like arcades, casinos, hospitals, the graveyard, moors, fucking toilets, like public toilets, dark alleyways, fucking... Even in the forest, At night time, there's loads of spirits. Like malevolent motherfuckers just creeping about, lurking behind your back, trying to be a vampire, suck your blood and shit. You know? So I don't really like those places, man. It just... Number one, like, spiritually doesn't make me feel good. Number two, I'm looking around, look at these fucking momos. Betting on these dogs and fucking horses and flying needles, which you call darts and shit. You know? All sorts of shit. Betting on the presidency. Betting on the fucking politics. Betting on TV shows. Fucking whoever's on the latest talent. Everything. Everything is a sports game now. Every motherfucking thing. So my friend just goes there every day. Win some. Lose some. Win big. Lose big. The thrill. The dopamine. Man, it's a pity. Been trying to tell this guy, hey man, the financial system is designed to collapse and that we are moving into a digital age, you know. So since everything's slowly becoming CBDC-fied, you know, don't you know we got a fucking deadline here? So the logic is earn as much money as you can and then exit where the whole world's fucked. When someone broke less. I think I got bit by a mosquito on my calves. You know, damn. Not a big bite, but I'm sweet meat for these motherfuckers. This year, they've been alright. Last year was total peace, you know, because I was living up the third floor. Remember that balcony area? If you ever, you know, if you've ever seen my videos. Yeah. The mosquitoes flying there. Man, tonight's a pleasant night. Lummy. Beautiful. So yeah, I tried to tell this dude, listen man, you need to develop the skills in Web3. You need to learn how to make a business away from this centralized control and limitations. Make your own business there. You don't have to fucking do this shit. Go around spending 10 hours with these degenerates every day. Looking at numbers go up and down. Pac-Man high school game. God damn. He represents, unfortunately, a lot of the heavily programmed archetype. You know, when there's danger, we are trained to buckle down, double down, you know. But in this case, oh man, this doubling down is the perfect misdirection to keep us in fear. Because if you think about it, you're making all this money, you're playing this gaming system, you know, the gaming industry. Okay, you're earning some money, you're earning fast money. And then all of a sudden, next day, your money is seized temporarily until you agree to sign up for the digital fucking Inquisition. Now you're fucked, you know. Yeah, I'd rather earn slow but steady money. You know what I mean? This friend of mine represents many of my other friends who are just doubling down or just plain being, I don't want to say fearful, man, because that's not entirely true. Maybe they're just faced with too many options for the first time in their life, you know. They're, you know, for me, I never really felt, you know, that I fitted in with society. That's why I used to travel so much. The nomadic life, simple for me. But for many people, this time, the known rendition of the system is being torn down. To them it's collapsing, but it's just being torn down, and it's the first time fucking facing a whole broad landscape. It's quite shocking, to be honest, you know, when confronted with so many options, like, what the fuck do I do now? I got all this free time. You're like, oh shit, you know. It's like eating dinner with knife and forks, but someone takes away the knife and forks. You're like, oh shit, it's time to eat my hands. Yeah, give me my motherfucking hands tonight. Yeah. I hope these friends of mine wake up soon. Yeah, I hope they do. Wanna smoke one with me? I've also got some coconut water here. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put the recording device down, open the coconut water, have a sip, take out a spear, and let's take it straight to the fucking heart, you know? All right, give me a second. Found me on a good night. As my Uncle Joey fucking Diaz says, he found me on a good fucking night. He found me on a good fucking night. It's a beautiful one tonight, man. This is the type of pleasant night I've been waiting for like 8 fucking months. Man, tomorrow's gonna be a hot one, they say. And you know the whole fucking bollocks is. It's the only fucking maybe hottest day, the second hottest day, because we had one very hot day, like two weeks ago. But tomorrow's also going to be hot, apparently. When we get one hot fucking day, then the whole media starts saying, "Oh, record-breaking heat for the entire summer in England." Fuck off, bollocks. Anyway, let's spark one. Don't need to be too formal here. We're all waiting for the lottery, you know me? Yep. It's a beautiful one tonight, like I said. On nights like these, I think about what's going on with the world, you know, it's all the same everywhere. And if people just stood up for themselves and grabbed their balls and said, and weren't afraid to defy their own enslavement, then this will all, you know, stop. But no, seems as though the world is just moving towards that place. You know, we've been kind of programmed with all this sci-fi, high-tech media, you know, that we've been consuming since, well, for me, in the 1990s, that's when I was born, so that was the transition. Might just have to be some kind of Han Solo character, you know, to survive this. Yeah. You want to be part of my smuggler's crew? Hey, stop laughing, man. I mean it. What are we gonna smuggle? Don't worry about nothing. We only deal with the contracts, we don't ask questions. No names, no locations, no specific details, no schedule. If you can get in, you can get out. That's the motto. Anyway, I'm gonna enjoy this, continue enjoying this Lomi, that is a Tolkien language from Middle Earth. The one that begins with A, I can't remember right now. It means pleasant night. It was actually one of my high elf character names. One of the names of my high elf character. You know, Lomi. LOMI. But on top of the O, there's that little stroke. Don't know what it's called, you know. Lomi means pleasant night. And for that character, I only allowed him to wear robes, like, you know, like elven robes. Yeah, in the game, they're beautiful. Lord of the Rings Online. Lomi. Pleasant night. Pleasant night.